Do you know how wide field goal posts are?
Well, I don't know how wide they are, but it's in they put the ball in my hands and Javon's hands, so we don't have to go through that and kick field goals.
I was going to say, man, second straight week, it's getting interesting with this team.
Yeah, I hope we don't turn into the cardiac cats. You know, but it's one of those things where we got to keep practicing and learn how to finish, you know. Look across the board, we kind of got some young guys and we got some guys that's new here. So we just got to gel together and build that chemistry and keep it going.
Did you know there was a timeout called when he made that first one?
Oh, yeah. Coach, you know, we're going to ice him.
Yeah.
They knew that too, so I don't know why they got a little mad, but that's part of the game, ice him.
It seems for the second straight week, you guys had no trouble moving the ball, just finishing drives again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't have a problem, you know, moving the ball and keeping the chains moving. It's just we're getting that red zone. That's where you win your games, you know, in that red zone and third downs.
How about that catch you made late? You wanted that touchdown, didn't you?
Well, the thing is, you know, UCF needed some more BCS votes. And I played Texas yesterday. It was 35-32 for everybody out there. We need some votes, okay? So I came out here today with a chip on my shoulder. I'm playing for UCF. Go Knights.
Talk about that last catch.
Oh, the last catch, basically it was just a keeper. We knew they were flowing. They think we were going to run and run the clock out and just get closer to the end zone so we can get a chip shot. But, you know, Coach Shanahan's a genius. Saw the linebackers and the D-line flowing. And we just came out, kept the ball, and threw it to me in the current field.
Hey, Brandon, eventually,
like this 2 weeks in a row.
It's big. It's big. Just knowing late in the season, when it comes down to it, that we can do it. We can move the chains in critical conditions.
Hey, Brandon, eventually you're going to not just move the chains, but also finish these drives off. I mean, I know we talked this week. You said there was no concern, but you got to finish these drives off. You got to get more points.
Yeah, I mean, it's simple. It's nothing big. It's just doing your job, you know. And it takes all 11 at the same time to do the job. And you know, it's a little concern. And I think we're gonna get it done. And you know, hey, Oakland Raiders, they have a great D. I mean, if you look at their stats left from last year and even this year, you know, they're good. They rank high.
Brandon, do you feel like there's any DB who can bring you down?
Oh, absolutely not. I pride myself off of catching the ball and turning the field. I mean, y'all going to see this all year. That's what I do. I catch the ball and I turn the field, and I'm going to make the first guy miss. You know, two or three, they might get me down, but that first guy is definitely going to be on the ground, or, you know, he's definitely going to be somewhere on the sideline.
You think you had a shot at the end zone?
Oh, yeah, but I think Daniel Graham made a great block, but he played it smart. He had him, but he let him go so we don't get no holding call. And look, we turned out victorious. Victorious.
You feel good or lucky?
Oh, good. Well, I mean, tell the truth. When they drive down the field like that in overtime, yeah, there's a little luck in there, but that's that Mile High Magic, and also that's Darren and Damian looking over us and, you know, just helping us.
I feel like people around here are just getting to know what your game is all about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is my second year. I didn't play much last year. I had a couple balls thrown to me, but, you know, now that I'm in the starting lineup, it's going to be crazy out there this year.
You have any predictions or goals going forward?
Team goal, I definitely want to make the Super Bowl. And individual goal is just to go crazy, tear the lead up, you know, tear the lead up. And ain't going to be no sleeping no more next year.
Hey, Brandon, you made some big grabs today. You know, you had a touchdown that they took away from you, but how do you feel about your performance overall?
Still got some things to work on. I can't get content, and, you know, it's just basically it takes a lot, you know, to be the best in this league or to be one of the best. So we're going to look at film and just see what I did wrong and what I did right and just build from it.
Were you upset about losing that touchdown?
No, not at all. That's part of the game. We worked that technique as far as when a DB's on you at the top, push off, but you can't extend your arm. And I kind of extended a little bit. I'm pretty sure I did when I see it on film. It's probably going to be that.
So you knew right away when you walked in the end
zone? Yeah, that's why I kind of jogged in the end zone.
Right.
I knew everyone was going to catch me, but I was like, man, they're going to call it back.
You see a guy, Dre, recover from, you know, getting burnt, and he comes and makes a great play. As a receiver, can you respect a quarterback who kind of, you know, wipes away something and is able to come back?
Oh, you have to. I mean, if you look at all the best, that's what they do, you know, from history to now. You drop a ball or you run a bad route, you got to forget about it. You know, I kind of had that play on my mind as far as that touchdown getting called back. Maybe that was a a key play to the game. I was hoping it didn't turn around and bite us in the butt, but I had to wipe it out, you know, make another play, and, you know, that's what we did.